Good and evil, the principal flaw of Christianity. Shakespeare famously wrote in Hamlet, "For there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Good and evil as contrasting yet equal necessities of existence is obvious to us, and central to how many people understand life, yet it is a mistaken perception. We are by our sexual nature competitive animals. Good and evil are only terms we use to define and contrast the outcome of competition. It is only a point of view of the resulting competition. What is considered good to one party is considered evil by the other. This is misunderstood in most all religious texts, as there is an attempt to see good and evil as divine entities. Clearly for the oppressed, good is preferred over evil, making evil a controlling spiritual force, which is a false perception. For those in power, evil is a necessity, for it must be an acceptable norm if you wish to stay in power. Ultimately, if you rule over others, you are involved in the act of subjugation, and subjugation is the basis of slavery, which is the foundational evil Moses frees his people from. The first century Platonists see no conflict between good and evil, nor do the Jews have an evil Satan, whereas the Zoroastrians definitely do. This is why I believe that the Zoroastrian astrological cult of Mitra, with Mitra as the mediator between good and evil, its priests who were called Father, and communion meal, was the secret religion of the Apostle Paul, the Emperor Constantine, and to this day is the true secret cult behind the power of the Catholic Church. The good vs. evil perception has been central to our Western religion, and is the primary mistake of Western thinking. The misunderstanding of good and evil has set the stage for the competitive nature of civilization, where good is personified as the weak, the meek, and evil as a force over good, and the victor, or superior. Thus, within the context of Western religious belief, our rulers are forced into the role of Satanists, while the servant class become the meek who must be oppressed. This conception is integral to our Western understanding of competition and power. The good versus evil divine conflict fails to understand the very nature of the Platonic nous or intelligence, the emanation of the unknowable God which the soul strives to know. For the Platonist, evil is only the lack of intelligence, a failure of the soul in its attempt to know God through the nous. Plato used the word nous as understood to the common everyday Greek, which simply meant good sense or awareness, which is the same as intelligence to us. Therefore, if you have developed your intelligence and have good sense, you simply do not do evil. Good is natural and evil is what fools do, with no relationship to any divine forces. The Christian Logos may have made an ideal community, maybe even could have had transformed the world, but in my opinion it has this flaw, the conflict between good and evil. Christianity may have worked for many monastic communities, but never for society at large. Instead, the Catholic Church used Christianity as the preferred tool for conquest. The Church became the new Pharisees. They would transform the Logos into the power of the Church, they would defend the authority of kings, and the power they represent over the meek and enslaved. We are a poor species that is driven by sexual dominance. Animals that are too proud to admit we are what we are. We exist within a deterministic reality, we have no free will. Good and evil is an absurd construct that only serves to scare the ignorant slaves, and empower our masters. Until we recognize how determined our behavior is, we will not change. We will always kill the Messiah and we will crown the new dominant hairless ape. Good and evil with injustice. Mankind has had much difficulty comprehending justice. Although modern democracies profess equal justice, society mostly functions through the principle of justice of the strong. Equal justice is but a well-organized deception. Justice is nothing other than the advantage of the stronger. Thrasymachus, the Republic. Being strong equals power, and you obtain power by doing harm to others, while being loyal only to your kin and clan, a very effective precept for nationhood, but gave us our history of wars, and societies based on human enslavement. Socrates creates the argument that the justice of the strong is wrong, that we can live in a society of rules and laws equal to all. So we killed him. Christ adds democracy and a divine nature to the Socratic argument of equal justice. So we certainly killed him as well. You can see evolution in history, and you know you evolved from childhood. Real human evolution comes through knowledge, education, and reason. The evolution of religion has permitted the quasi-democratic world we have today. Today we have quarterbacks, and not gladiators for entertainment, we have become slightly less barbaric. This evolution needs to take one more step, the redemption of all mankind. Many people can easily accept there is no God, but few will say that love of neighbor, or compassion is a bad practice. Stop asking the gods to fix our failures, stop blaming God or the devil for our faults. The path to heaven may not be dependent on good works, but here on earth the problems are caused by you, and if you don't think, if you don't act, you are the problem. God has given us all that is required for each of us to have contentment. We are limited only by ignorance, and the fact that in our daily lives we face some of us who will constantly take our efforts as their spoils. The solution for these two issues is education, and an ability to keep a keen eye on corruption. Recently we have uncovered many so-called Gnostic documents which reveal to us that early Christianity came in many varieties. There was not one logos, but many different ideas upon a similar theme. The New Testament we have had for almost 2,000 years was the product of Constantine, Pontificus, and Emperor of Rome in 325 AD. In the years since, many of the texts that conflicted with the empire's choice have been omitted or destroyed. What we use as our instruction book, the Bible, is a carefully constructed manual for dominion over an uninitiated, ignorant, and uneducated slave class, who sadly think they are free and going to heaven. Human failure lies in this text, and it is our responsibility to amend its flaws.